Okay, we've been looking this morning at about one cipher that was broken here. That was the symmetrical stream Lorentz cipher. We're now down next to the Turing bomb. Now, this Turing bomb was a machine a bit like Colossus. It was trying to find keys, but it was trying to find keys on a completely different cipher. This is a polyalphabetic substitution cipher that was being used tactically by the Germans. Most of you probably know it best as Enigma. And there's an Enigma machine just behind us here. That's a bog standard Wehrmacht or Army Enigma. That's a three rotor Enigma with a plug board. And basically this was used to encrypt the tactical messages from the German Army, Air Force, Navy, Abwehr, which is the intelligence service, so on and so forth. Now the Germans were actually encrypting these messages and then turning them into Morse code and then received at the other end in Germany. And we were intercepting them at what were called Y stations. So we were listening for the enciphered Morse. So basically what happens is a German operator has a piece of German, he wants to change it into something secret, so he starts typing it in one letter at a time. Each letter is transposed to another letter, appears on a light board, and is then written down as a series of letters. That's then turned into Morse code and sent over the ether. Now, the machine has a reciprocal property. That means in Germany, if it's configured the same way at the sending end and receiving end, if you start typing the gobbledygook in at the receiving end, you will reveal the plain text German. That's how it actually worked. The machine does have some weaknesses. It won't encipher a letter as itself, so if you type E, you'll never get E coming up on the light board, and it always works in reverse. E will encipher to A, as A will encipher back to E in the same position. So that's how the machine actually works as an encrypt and a decrypt. Okay. Now, the number of combinations the machine can be configured in is quite a staggering number. It's over 150 million, million, million. Now, that combination is given by a set of wheels that actually perform the polyalphabetic substitution and a big plug board on the front, which is called a stecker board, which optionally swaps letters before they go to the wheels and when they come back. So the big problem for the people at Bletchley Park was to find out which key, which set of wheels and steckers were used for any given day. Now, the people that were looking at trying to break into this machine wanted a really robust method of doing it. So Alan Turing actually suggested that we do it and solve it mechanically. Now, this isn't a computer per se. There's no thermionics in it. It has a collection of wheels and levers and gears, fuses, capacitors, relays, and so on and so forth. But this is a mechanical machine that's actually used to actually find out which Enigma settings were used on a given day. Now, the big problem is we can't brute force this key. A brute force attack is to try every single combination. The space is so big that we can't do that, and I don't think we can actually do that on a modern computer. And time really was of the essence. If you've got Dönitz in a U-boat Wolfpack and he's going to say, we're going to attack that convoy in 8 hours, well, you can't spend 3 days recovering the key. So you need a really fast method. So Alan Turing came up with the idea of what was called a known plain text attack. So basically what we did was a process of cribbing. The Germans were very stereotypical, so we looked for portions of the text that we thought they were starting certain messages with, for instance. Reports from the Mid-Atlantic might start with weather report, so we guessed that the crib at the start of the message is weather report. We'd look for certain characteristics in this crib, and then that crib will be turned into what we call a menu. And a menu is a diagrammatic representation of how all the letters relate to one another. The menu is really what powers this machine, because you'll see in a minute on the back there's a big sort of cross connection of wires, and that's where we plug the menu up. So that's the hint, the guess at the start of the menu. We're looking at the front of the machine, and we can see banks of these wheels. Well, these wheels are collections of the rotors that are performing the polyalphabetic substitution in the Enigma.
We've got some cards on the front line showing how we can see what's happening.